FM Vancouver.
No, yeah, this is the best thing in the world. You guys are going to be blown away.
Yeah.
The time is 6:05, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Uncommon Practice. Welcome, everyone. I'm Neboy Shimatsura, and I'll be with you for the next 90 minutes as we listen to some classical music from the 20th and 21st centuries. Well, tonight we started off with some film music that was the theme from The Hunt for Red October. The music for that film written by Basil Poledouris. In case you haven't seen the film, it is about a Soviet nuclear submarine that is heading towards North America, and the crew wants to defect to the U.S., but the Americans think that it's trying to attack the U.S. So a very, very suspenseful film, I believe, was based on a Tom Clancy novel by the same name. Now let's move on to some real Russian music. One of the most famous Russian composers from the beginning of the 20th century is Sergei Rachmaninoff, who, even though he was not a very religious man, composed arguably one of the most sophisticated church compositions. Here are some excerpts from the All Night Vigil. This is an hour-long work that was supposedly written in about a two-week period around 1914. I don't know if that's exactly true, because sometimes those stories are a little exaggerated. But here are two excerpts from the All Night Vigil by Sergei Rachmaninoff, performed here by the USSR Ministry of Culture Chamber Choir under the direction of Valery Polyansky.
Oh,
Those were two excerpts from The All-Night Vigil by Sergei Rachmaninoff. You're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host, Nebojša Matsura. Right now, it's time to take a short break for this announcement.
The Dig Your Roots Creative Jazz Series is coming to CITR 101.9 FM. From March 20th to 28th, CITR will simulcast a five-show cross-Canada concert event to showcase the efforts of jazz artists from coast to coast. The Dig Your Roots series is a joint partnership between campus and community radio nationwide and the National Campus Community Radio Association that strives to promote music which is underrepresented in mainstream markets and support the talents of those who make it. Check out www.citr.ca for a full schedule of times and performers and tune in to the Dig Your Roots Creative Jazz Series. Dig your roots, discover your culture, grow a consciousness.
Okay, coming up next here on Uncommon Practice, we have some music by Ann Dean Berman, an American composer who has some local connections. She taught courses in electronic music here at UBC for a few years. She's gone now, but she was here for quite a while. Here is a work that she composed in the 1980s. This work is entitled Positive Thinking, and it features a poem by Fred Chance, who was a close friend of the composer and who sadly passed away from AIDS in the 1980s. Now, this poem actually is a sort of expression of grief about the poet unwillingly or unknowingly having passed the AIDS virus on to his partner. So you will hear the words, and the poet himself was reading the text here. Here is Positive Thinking by Ann Dean Berman.
I was thinking about you just the other day. And I was thinking about self.
No.
tiny, tiny little cells. Tiny little cells. Well, specifically, I was thinking about these cells, which started out inside my body and ended up one way or another inside your body.
I want them all back.
Positive Thinking, a work for live flute and electronics by Anne Dean Berman, featuring the poetry of the late Fred Chance. The time is 6:29, and you're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, also online at citr.ca. As always, I'm your host, Nebojša Matsura.
Thunderstorms, see the lightning flashing. Thunderstorms.
Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
Coming up next here on Uncommon Practice, we have a piece from Canadian composer John Rea, who is based in Montreal and teaches music composition at McGill University. This work was written in 1988, and it is entitled Kubla Khan, and it is meant to evoke the funeral procession of the great Mongol leader. Here is Le Nouvel Ensemble Moderne, conducted by Lorraine Vaillancourt.
Thank you. Thank you.
Kublai Khan by Montreal-based composer John Rea. The time is 6:47, and you're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Nebuchadnezzar Shimatsura. I'll be with you for another 45 minutes or so, bringing you some new classical music. Right now, let's take another short break, and after that, we'll take a look at local weather.
CITR podcast update number 2.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. How much construction has been done?
We haven't had to do any construction, actually. Mostly it was just getting servers to host all of these audio files and then software to be able to deliver the podcast to the listening public.
And where does a satellite fit in then?
There's no plan to use satellites at the moment.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
Well, in case you didn't get the point there in that PSA, CITR is podcasting all of its shows now, so you can find all of those on our website, www.citr.ca, and then follow the link to podcasts. All right, now let's take a look at lower mainland weather. Currently at the Vancouver airport, it's cloudy. The temperature is 11 degrees, and the wind is out of the south at 22 kilometers per hour. The forecast for tonight calls for cloudy skies and some windy conditions with a 70% chance of showers. The low will be 6 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy with sunny periods and a 60% chance of showers in the morning. The high will be 9. Tomorrow night, cloudy periods with a low of plus 1. On Wednesday, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and a high of 7. And on Thursday and Friday, we can expect periods of rain with lows around 5 or 6 and highs around 10 degrees. All right, now back to more music here on Uncommon Practice. Here is an interesting work for the accordion, which is, it's an instrument that hasn't gotten very much respect for a long time, but nowadays it's becoming more and more accepted into the classical art music community, especially in Europe. Here's a work by Nikolaus Huber, a composer from Germany who was born in 1939 and studied with several big-name composers such as Karlheinz Stockhausen and Luigi Nono. Here's a work entitled Ausflügen der Harfe, and it is performed here by accordionist Teodoro Anzalotti.
Thank you.
All right, that was Der Flügel der Harfe, a work for solo accordion by Nikolaus Huber. Coming up next here on Uncommon Practice, some choral pieces featuring texts by Michelangelo Buonarroti the Younger. These are some works written by the Italian composer Luigi Dalla Piccola, who was born in 1970 and died in 1971. These are some relatively early works from Dalla Piccola's career, written in the 1930s. Here are the New York Virtuoso Singers, conducted by Harold Rosenbaum.
Touch your
Those were two choirs on themes by, on poems by Michelangelo Buonarroti the Younger, by Italian composer Luigi Dalla Piccola. The time is 7:17, and you're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. As always, I'm your host, Nevoisha Matsuda, and we're having some technical difficulties here in the studio, so there's some construction going on. So if we go off the air for a brief period of time in the next, 15, 20 minutes, that's why. So hang in there, stay tuned, don't go anywhere, everything is under control. All right, we have about 12, 13 minutes left. And here is a work that incorporates some elements of folk music from southeastern Europe. Here is a dance from the opera Koshtana by Serbian composer Petar Konjović. This performance features the Belgrade Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Bojan Suđić.
Thank you.
All right, that was a dance from the opera Korsdana by Petar Konjović. The time is 7:28, and you're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
And that's all the time we have for this week on Uncommon Practice. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll tune in again in 2 weeks on Monday, April 2nd, from 6 p.m. until 7:30, right here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, for more classical music from the 20th and 21st centuries. Coming up next is Karasu, with some guest hosts this week. I'm Nebo Shimatsura, and you've been listening to Uncommon Practice.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
fun.
While
fun
cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains
fun. Fun
devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet
fun
doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed. But a word of caution, handle it with care, and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.